Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we just want to welcome you here on this Independence Day weekend. You know, 4th of July was in the middle of the week, well, kind of, Thursday. And we hope you had a joyous celebration. Of course, the only day of the week that it really, really rained like a maniac during the time when we could have, you know, been out barbecuing and celebrating and so forth, at least where we were. I don't know if it happened where you were. Rain, 4th of July, Chris. Catch up, buddy.
I'm sorry. I'm still having a little bit of a sugar rush.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you were able to see part of the celebration in our nation's capital, you know, even on television with the fireworks and the speeches and so forth. Very inspiring, in my opinion, very inspiring. So I just wanted to say, you know, we celebrated our independence, and it is a celebration that we live in the greatest country in the world. So even to the point where, oh, never mind. You've heard it all. This show isn't entirely about that kind of stuff. So we want to talk about more so fishing and hunting and related projects. Subjects.
Okay. Well, projects, too, to go out and you can do a project to go out and do things.
Yes.
But it is important.
We need to project ourselves into the outdoors.
Exactly. Because without our country, we would not have the freedom to go out and hunt.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, that's true. I know in some countries it's years and years and years before you can be authorized to go take a game animal. And here, as you know,
yes,
you've been studying online.
Yes, sir.
And taking your hunter safety education course.
Yes,
online.
I think I'm about a third of the way through, I think. I don't remember how many tests there are, but I've gone through two of them so far.
Good. Yeah, that's good. Doing good?
I think so. I mean, after I realized what I got wrong and I'm looking at the questions going, you know, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were simple, but I just complicated it. But, yeah, it's going really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Good. Glad to hear it. And you would recommend that to anybody interested in going into the outdoors?
I mean, even, and I'm going to be getting a little older later on next week, and I'm...
Huh?
Yeah.
You have a birthday next week?
Yes, I do.
Really?
And I'm getting close to 60.
No.
Yes. And I'm just starting all over again. And I had started to get into rifles and shooting and everything when in the mid-70s, I was in middle school.
Well, I remember years ago, we had a sponsor, and you and I went up and shot.
Yes.
You know, we went up and shot at shooting range. So
I'm just now getting back into it, and it's fun, and it's easy. Anybody, I don't want to say anybody can do this, but it's easy, and if you just take your time and you read the questions and you don't complicate it, you'll do fine, and it's well worth it because you're going to learn a little bit about conservation, of course, shooting positions, parts of a cartridge, you know, calibers, things of that nature. It's wonderful.
Got it. So don't complicate it. Go with the Occam's razor philosophy, where when you're trying to solve a problem, usually the simplest solution is the one that works the best.
Yes.
I got it. Did you ever hear that term, Occam's razor?
No, this is the first time, but it makes sense.
I use that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, Sparky doesn't particularly care for me talking about Occam's razor, but, you know, I talk about a lot of stuff. Speaking about stuff, how would you like to live on Chicken Dinner Road?
That sounds kind of good.
Doesn't it sound kind of good?
It does.
Yeah. Well, the history of Chicken Dinner Road, it's in Idaho.
Okay.
Okay. Not necessarily the bastion for liberalism. That's Idaho, you know. But
home of potatoes.
Exactly. But the story about Chicken Dinner Road is, you know, there's a lot of stories about Chicken Dinner Road. What happened? And how it was named, but back allegedly in the 30s, there was a lady by the name of Laura Lamb, and it was a dirt road, and it was, Anyway, she lived on this road, and it was not paved. I mean, it was rutted and nasty and so forth, and she invited, well, it's either one of the county commissioners or the governor or somebody to her home for a chicken dinner.
Got it. Okay.
And, you know, during dinner she said, commissioner, governor, whoever it was, what'd you think of the road coming in? Yeah, you know, pretty rough. And she said, yeah. how about doing something about it? And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll get the rut straightened out. If you can find somebody to get the ruts done, you know, graded, whatever, I'll make sure that the county oils the road and it'll mm-hmm. be maintained and mm-hmm. so forth. So that's what happened, and that's the name of Chicken Dinner Road. However,
one hand was definitely greased with the other.
Well, yes.
Chicken fat.
Chicken fat, yeah, it's a little chicken grease. So the rural road in the Treasure Valley in Caldwell County, I think it is, Caldwell, Idaho, has come under scrutiny by an animal rights organization, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That's right, PETA. They sent out a news release on Wednesday morning alerting Idaho media that it had written a letter to Caldwell Mayor Garrett Nankolas to ask for change to the street name Chicken Dinner Road. However, Caldwell City street maps don't include Chicken Dinner Road, which is located in rural Canyon County. In PETA's letter, they said, just like dogs and cats and human beings, chickens feel pain and fear and value their own lives, said PETA Executive Vice President Tracy Ryman in the letter. She wants the mayor to change the name of the road to one that celebrates chickens as individuals, not as beings to kill and chop up and label as dinner.
I wonder what people who work at PETA eat.
In the letter dated July 3rd, Ryman said she's not trying to ruffle any feathers, adding that words matter and have the power to change lives.
Come on. I know it's exasperating, but
changing the name of Chicken Dinner Road would show compassion to chickens and respect for other species, she said. She said PETA would help pay for the replacing of the sign. Apparently, there's a lot. Where's Chicken Dinner Road? Well, you get down there past where that...
go past that tree stump.
Where that old tree used to stand back there, and then you make kind of a right turn where the church burned down, and then you'll see the sign there for Chicken Dinner Road. Joe Decker, a spokesman for Canyon County, said the county is... heard from a handful of residents who grew up there and don't want the name to be changed. He said county commissioners were in a meeting all morning, and he's skeptical they would change the name based on a letter from PETA. A road name change would be handled by the county commissioners as long as the road is in Caldwell's area of impact. Require a public hearing, blah, 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 on, on, on. Well, anyway, told you about the name of the road, but then apparently there's a winery there. Yes, there's a winery there. Houston Vineyards, which is located at 16473 Chicken Dinner Road, celebrates mm-hmm. the name through its Chicken Dinner Wine Series. Doesn't that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. A white wine with chicken?
Sure. Yeah. The naming of our Chicken Dinner Wine celebrates and plays off a classic Southern Idaho tale. The story behind one of the most curious road names around, Houston says. On its website. Chicken Dinner Road is also the name of an Idaho bluegrass band out of Middleton, founded in 2007. So, Caldwell Mayor, previously mentioned Garrett Nankolas, had a response, and this was in a follow-up article. These all articles are found, by the way, written by Katie Muller, and I'm sorry I can't name the source. I saw it online, but I'm sure if you Googled Chicken Dinner Road, you could find it. I just copied the text. I apologize to whatever publication published this. Caldwell Mayor Garrett Nankolas isn't sure why he got mixed up in an animal rights group's mission to change the name of Chicken Dinner Road to something it thinks is more poultry-friendly, but he decided to share his opinion about it on Facebook late on Wednesday night. He said, when I received the letter, I thought it was a joke. I literally laughed. When I realized the letter was for real, it made me extremely irritated that they would waste our time with such a ridiculous request. even if it was in Caldwell's jurisdiction, the city that's run by this mayor, the mayor had a very simple four-word response. No way, no chance would I ever consider this truly unbelievable request. We have many issues to consider, but this is not one of them. On social media, PETA said the name was speciest.
Chris? Huh?
Yeah, that's like racist, only for species.
So now they're making up words.
Uh-huh. It's speciest. Yes. And the organization hoped the road would be renamed more simply Chicken Road. No. And there goes its unique nature.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Which has been around a lot longer than PETA has been.
This led to swift responses from Idahoans on Twitter, most of whom thought it was a bizarre idea. Dear PETA, they said on Twitter, don't cluck with our road. Among other things.
Yeah.
You know, these are the people that want to end hunting, recreational hunting as we know it. These are the people that speak out about everything about our traditions and heritages and lifestyles.
And they would be the first ones to cry because, you know, their car hit, I'm sorry, a deer hit their car and damaged their little Prius and so many other things that would affect them. And they don't realize that by stopping this stuff, they're actually, no pun intended, shooting themselves in the foot.
I had chicken last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robin baked some delicious chicken thighs with a wonderful seasoning on them, and they were skinless, boneless,
yes.
They were very healthy, and I enjoyed the seasoning very, very much. And then we baked some ribs, since I didn't do them, some baby backs, mm-hmm. which are pork ribs, which come from pigs. Yeah. Had some of those, too, and we did those in the Ninja Foodie because we got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing them on the grill on the 4th, so we did them in the Foodie. Turned out delicious, you know, little sweet baby rays on there. Oh, yeah.
So that does work.
What's that?
That Ninja Indoor Grill?
Just by looking on your face,
it's like, oh, yeah, it's delicious.
It's a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Okay. So thawed out the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper is all we did.
Okay.
Put them in the Foodie for 25 minutes, I think.
Okay.
And then the Foodie's pretty cool because it's a pressure cooker. You take the pressure cooker lid off, and then there's a permanently attached air fryer lid.
Mm.
And so you pull the pressure cooker lid off, you set that aside, you put down the air fryer lid, and the ribs are in a basket. Oh, of course, I put some... I don't know where I found the beer in the refrigerator, but there was some in the refrigerator. And so, you know, I poured out like 2/3 of a bottle, and I didn't know what to do with the rest.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, but there was beer on the bottom.
Okay.
And salt and pepper ribs on the rack.
Okay.
And then 25 minutes, mm-hmm. and then released the pressure. And I took the pressure cooker lid off, put the air fryer lid back on for another 12 minutes. 10, 12, something like that.
I can't remember. So in less than an hour.
In less than an hour, I had beautiful fallen off the bone ribs, tender and delicious.
Oh, and I bet you with a nice sweet, slightly sweet aftertaste because of the beer?
Probably. I don't know. They disappeared so fast.
You didn't really sit there and taste them. You just, and they were gone.
Yeah, yeah. But, Robin baked the thighs with asparagus. You know, some nice young asparagus, mm-hmm. salt and pepper, butter, and seasoning, and nice healthy dinner.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should bring a paper towel in there to wipe off the corner of your mouth.
I got one.
Okay, there you go.
And then last night she baked biscuits, and we had strawberry shortcake on biscuits. It was very nice.
Ooh, nice mm-hmm. stick to your ribs meal.
I liked it. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to comment on the PETA story, you're welcome to do so. If you'd like to comment on anything else you've heard, you want to talk about fishing, we'll be more than glad to talk about fishing. So glad to talk about the hunting season coming up. Glad to talk about Chesapeake Forest Land. I want to throw this out there again. We are getting your emails. Don't think because you haven't got an immediate reply, we're not getting them. We're getting them. We're organizing them. We're putting them on a list. We are going to have a, let's put it this way. There is a strategy planning.
A method to your madness.
Yeah, there's a method to my madness. Exactly. So if you are a member of a club that is involved in the Chesapeake Forest Land situation, you can call it debacle, travesty, whatever word you want to use. We'll call it a situation here. Send us your name or the name of your club president or an officer or somebody who takes care of Chesapeake Forest Lands, and we will get back to their 250 clubs. We've heard from 15. So there's a lot more out there. If you know anybody who has is part of a lease on the Chesapeake Forest Land, and I'm talking to our Eastern Shore folks too, okay, get to us. Email me. My email address is Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. And we will act appropriately. Act appropriately. So, or let's put it this way. I don't know if we will act appropriately. I don't know how much I'm going to be involved in it, but I know that the principals will receive your information, the people who are forming a strategy. So, come on. Chesapeake Forest Land, members, officers, you're hearing my voice. Act. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Right now, it's time to let you know what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
I stopped at Bay Country Bakery on the way down to Ocean City. And I talked to Dave Levy.
And?
Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, how much nice things we say here about Bay Country Bakery on the radio. And he was thankful, and, you know, he was talking, we talked a little bit business and so forth. And, you know, I said, you know, there's Chuck, and there's Captain Don, and there's Jeff from Baltimore, and there's Chris, our producer, you know, who loves donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dave says, you want a dozen to take in tomorrow? And I said, sure. So I showed up here this morning with 11 donuts. Wait, that didn't sound right.
Ah.
I knew what happened. A little Sparky Mouse got in them last night. What do we have left there, Chris? Four?
Well, eight for now. In about 10 minutes, it's going to change.
So we're grateful to Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway, Cambridge. Look for the big donut on the side of the building. Hit their website, like them on Facebook. Hey, guess what? I think Clyde's Sports Shop has the fishing line back up with the fishing report. We'll try it in a little bit here. But that number is 24/7 fish. Yeah, 24/7 fish. Clyde's Sports Shop has everything you need for fishing and crabbing. And we talked to them the other day. We stopped by with the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. They were happy to see that, and we were happy to offer you know, a pile of them to those folks. So, Billy was there, and we talked talking about grass shrimp. We got talking about crabbing, but, you know, baskets and lids, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the mallets, the salted eel chicken necks, the 20 and 50 quart steamers, the Clyde's custom crab seasoning, the Pasadena crab traps, low profile, the topless crab traps, trot lines, 1,000-foot lines, rigged and unrigged, crab pots, hotels, cloth and wire crab rings, crab net, you name it, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, all kinds of live bait and frozen bait, too, for your favorite fishing. That's correct, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6108, and the fishing hotline, 247-FISH.
Wait, real quick, they got the fishing line back up?
Yeah, we're going to try it here in a minute.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, here we go.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, K care, and nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex brand bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bed liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my old parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, blue-eyed crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Hey, look who's on the line. Chuck wants to talk about our buddies down in Cambridge. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
I'm sitting out here on the deck. I just finished eating a couple of donuts from Bay Country.
A couple, Chuck?
I think there's a subject going on here.
Just a couple?
Yeah, just a couple.
Just a couple.
Yeah, you haven't kept up with Chris, though. See, I brought a dozen donuts in, but there were 11 when we opened the box.
Now we're down to 8. Pretty soon it's going to be 6.
And there was a maple frosted there with almonds on it, so I had to sample that. And then Chris has got, like, he's two-fisted. I mean, he's got, you know, one in each hand. And I think you'll see that from the picture that I just sent you. But did you get treated nice there yesterday, Chuck?
Oh, I always get treated nice.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one maple donut left. I got it.
Uh-huh.
I got an assorted dozen, and then Diane and Bonnie picked out a cannoli, and not cannoli, a biscotti.
Oh, biscotti! Oh, their biscottis are good.
Yep. Quarter to you last night, and then Bonnie picked out some dessert, and we went on down the road.
There you go. Yeah. So you're in Ocean City now, right?
Yeah, Ocean Pines, yeah.
Ocean Pines, got it. I was there yesterday. I was down at Crabs to Go. Good people down there at Crabs to Go. They like to hunt. They're advertisers in the Hunting Quarterly. They're advertisers in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. So, yep. And they were busy. And they had some really, really nice crabs. So I was very happy to see that. So.
Yeah, this is the business. I've seen the trailer park when we come down, but it's the end of the July 4th weekend, so I imagine, the holiday, so I imagine it's going to be getting out a little bit between today and tomorrow.
Yep, exactly. No question. So, anyway.
But with your chicken dinner thing, I had a Italian chicken sandwich yesterday.
Well, see, there everybody celebrates chicken. They are tasty and delicious. We got a text from somebody here. I'm not sure who it was, but all the check said was, or all the email was an email of a text. All it said was Dead Cow Road between Gila Bend and Maricopa, Arizona. So there you go. Dead Cow Road. Chicken dinner and dead cow.
Yep.
I like it.
Did you show Chris the pictures I sent you?
I did. Yep. So you'll see a picture of Chris. And one of several we'll take here with a variety of donuts that are being shoved in the pie hole, in the donut hole.
Yeah, I was telling Bonnie, the young lady that was with us, that the last time that you took donuts into them, there was only like two left by the time the next show came on.
Pretty much.
Probably.
Yep, that's what happened.
Probably. So. All right,
and I'm rationing mine out because they close. On Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
They call vacation, so I'll be able to make a trip back up.
You won't be able to make a return trip. Nope, you're right. So yeah, after Wednesday, they're closed for a week, I think. So
then I'll have to make a trip out for Wednesday just to build up a little supply for the rest of the week.
Well, it's not that far.
What's an hour in today?
That's right. Yep. An hour. Yeah, exactly. So,
just started calling. And
how's the surf look today?
I don't have a.
I know you're.
Waterfront.
Yeah, I know. You're in Ocean Pines. You're not on the beach, but that's okay.
Oh, we're on water. What the trailer park is on the water.
But, I know,
but our place isn't.
I'm sure it's all good. So. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Enjoy your vacation.
Yep, and we'll see you Thursday night, you and Robin.
Yep, you got it. See you then.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. There goes Chuck. 410 WCB. Boy, a lot of people are away this week. I mean, no callers. You know, got a couple emails here. Got one from David. Said, when does DNR update the dates for the hunting season on their website? Well, there's a very good question. And is Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine out yet? Yes, Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine is out yet, and it's also online, mdlovescrabs.com. So, David, I can't answer when DNR does anything to keep people informed. So, I mean, their fishing people do a good job. They have that Wednesday fishing report and, you know, that type of thing. But as far as... the other side, you know.
Just a guess here, and it's only because I don't know.
Well, you
would it be a little bit that they would update it probably a little bit closer to the beginning
of the
various
seasons? Well, I mean, hunting licenses are on sale. So
okay.
I'm going to guess
that they should be updating it here
real soon. I mean, I've got the app. Let's see what the app says. Hunting. Let's see if the regulations are out. Hunting locations, hunting season.
Yeah, I was about to say, because last time I checked, they had 2018-2019 up.
Let's see if it's on the app.
If they've gone up to 2019-2020.
Let's see. View by species. Here we go. White-tailed deer. White-tailed deer, antlered archery. Nope, it's still last year. Yeah, it's still last year's number on the app, so they haven't updated it yet. But I bet you can buy a license. So... July 1st, they usually go on sale.
Okay. Well, I was about to say, I would think that they should be doing this relatively soon because a lot of the classroom locations or times for the classroom work for the hunting license, they're full.
I know. No question.
I mean, I was lucky I was able to get mine in, and that's towards the end of July. I got to get this thing finished in order to be able to participate because I know if I don't get it done, then who knows when I'm going to be able to do the classroom side. Probably be after the season.
Yeah, I got it. Well, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You can always do the apprentice version
mm-hmm.
and go with somebody who's, you know, licensed and over 21. So
that is an option.
That is an option. So. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, we have some very unusual names here in Maryland, too. You know, Tick Neck Road is one of them. There's probably some other ones. Anybody live near any unusually named roads? What does Tick Neck Road do?
discounting anything that is named after the local people here from a long time ago, the Indians, Native Americans.
What do you mean?
Oh, like...
Tuckahoe?
Yeah, exactly. And various creek names and so forth.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. We have a friend, Bobby Newton, as a matter of fact, is one of the measures for bucks, bears, and stags. And he has been, he and his son go, I don't know how they do it all. I mean, Mason plays baseball, and he's one of the top kids in, you know, in the county, I guess. And so they're going to go on this championship tour. But they hunt arrowheads. They do metal detecting. They hunt deer sheds. They'll go down Southern Maryland, hunt shark's teeth on the beach and on the cliffs and so forth. And so, I mean, they're into the artifacts and all that type of thing. And some pretty cool stuff they come up with here on the upper shore as far as, you know, Indian arrowheads and so forth. So it's almost inspiring to go out and take a look at what's out there in our natural world, in our natural history, you know. So anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see what else John had to say. Yeah, that's right. Good John B. Well, that was nice. Is that a call coming in, or you just got something going on that line? Oh, you're checking Clyde's thing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's time to make changes power-wise.
Yeah. I got a nice compliment from the former mayor of Crisfield, Maryland. He was very happy to see the delivery of the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine to the Crisfield Chamber. Hey, it was funny. Yeah, the former mayor, Kim Lawson, good guy. But anyway, I walked into a little bar up in Emmitsburg that sells crabs. And I walked in carrying, like, you know, 100 crab magazines, 4 bundles, whatever it was. There were like 6 people in there went, "Hey, crab magazines! Yay!" And they started clapping. I'm like, what the heck? Apparently they've been waiting for the crab magazine because we've been doing business there for 5 or 6 years and they love it. So, you know, same thing in Crisfield. They, you know, the former mayor, he says it's the definitive guide to crabbing in Maryland. So, you know, we're kind of proud of our magazine. We really are. And when things like that happen, you know, it makes you very prideful. 72 pages of nothing but crab-oriented, bay-oriented stuff. No question about it. A lot
and
of
really good recipes.
There are some good recipes. In this one, Carol Sherrington supplied us with 2 good recipes. The one is... let's see, what is it? Crab meat enchilada lasagna and crab meat Vietnamese spring rolls, lump crab meat Vietnamese spring rolls, which both look absolutely exciting. And then Robin's grandmommy, her father's mother, former DNR Secretary Ron Franks, his mother's crab cake recipe is in there as well. And they called her grandmommy, and grandmommy's picture's in there. And so... yep, a couple recipes for you. 410-922-6680. Crabbing around the bay. Recreational crabbers, some are doing okay. Some are not. Depends on where you go. Some creeks and rivers have some crabs. Some don't. Main stem of the bay. Some places are good. Some places are not. You talk to the retailers, and they're still getting out-of-state crabs. Talked to one wholesaler the other day. He said Louisiana and the Gulf is wiped out. The flooding in the Midwest has sent all that water down river to the muddy Mississippi. And basically all that is gone into the Delta. So Louisiana crab harvest has been off for a long time. Your crabs right now are coming from South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. But I talked to a crabber in Virginia near Exmoor yesterday. He said it's tough. It's really tough. And he doesn't know why. And nobody seems to know why the things are the way they are. But then I talked to another wholesaler down near St. Michael's in Bozeman. He said it's all good. We're getting good crabs. We're catching nice crabs. You know, so...
Well, I was about to say, a couple weeks ago when you had the representative from DNR who specialized in crabs said that they anticipate that this year's hatchlings and so forth, or this year's season, was going to be really good.
Yeah, that's the anticipation because they found so many tiny baby crabs. And that's what Billy at the Clyde Sports Shop was saying about getting grass shrimp. You know, he goes all the way to Dorchester County and gets grass shrimp. He's got a grass bed down there that he likes to, you know, use his roller net in and get grass shrimp. And he said last time he went, the grass bed was so full of little baby crabs. He said he spent a lot of time going through the grass shrimp to get the baby crabs out of it, you know, to sort them out because, you know, an undersized crab doesn't care. DNR doesn't care if it's a baby, you know, half an inch long. You got to get it out of there. So, you know, he spent a lot of time going sorting through the grass shrimp. And I was impressed. Bill has been doing grass shrimp forever, you know, catching his own. And I've been dealing with him 30-some years, Clyde Sports Shop. But he was telling me he has a tank on his truck.
Mm-hmm.
He's got oyster shells in the bottom.
Okay.
He's got a salinity meter. He's got a water temperature meter. And, you know, he regulates the temperature, regulates the salinity on the tank in his truck when he's bringing home his grass shrimp. And then they have a big tank in the back where they keep the shrimp. And everything is perfect for grass shrimp. I mean, perfect salinity, perfect water temperature. And that's why they do such a good, you know, grass shrimp business. So
it's just a great place overall.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. But did you check the line?
Not yet.
Okay.
I've got about a minute before I can.
Oh, about a minute before you can?
Mm-hmm. Because pretty soon we're going to be firing up.
Oh, what are you going to be firing up?
We're going to be going from...
Oh, we're going full steam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Full steam. I like full steam. All right. Well, let's tell folks about Chesapeake Outdoors while you're gearing up, okay? Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, okay? You go across the Bay Bridge and you look for this exit, 39B Dominion Road. 39B Dominion Road. It's on the big green sign. And as you approach that, you'll see on the right-hand side, you'll see the sign for Chesapeake Outdoors on the right-hand side. And you actually see the parking lot and the store there. And you get off the exit, and you know that you're going to make a right off the exit and a right on Route 18 and then a right into the parking lot. So it's right there. But they are Kent Island's crabbing headquarters with crab pots and crab nets and crab traps and ready-to-go trot lines and trot line components and crab bait and seasoning and steamers. And I want to tell you about the steamers. They now are carrying the stainless steel lifetime steamer. You will never need to buy another steamer. They're made right here in Maryland out of stainless steel. And they are available at Chesapeake Outdoors. Half bushel, bushel, bushel and a half. I think they've got some really, really nice stainless steel crab pots. Crab seasoning and steamers, license, ramp permits, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers to keep your crabs cool, keep your drink cool or hot. They've got the Grundens. If you want to, you know, wear the waterman's apparel, well, they got the boots and the rain gear and the apparel from Grundens, the extra tough fishing boots and everything that you need for crabbing. And let's not forget, hunting season's right around the corner. Complete selection of fishing tackle, of course, archery gear as well, including the Matthews new Vertex bows, and you will want to take a look at that. So Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, exit 39B Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island, right off Route 50.
About a 40% chance of slow moving thunderstorms in and out of our forecast throughout this extended weekend. And lots of heat, lots of humidity, temperatures near 91 this afternoon, heat in the season, the upper 90s, close to 100. Mid-70s tonight with early evening, slow-moving thunderstorms, cloud and ground lightning possible, and some heavy rainfall from some of these downpours. And scattered storms on Sunday with temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Larrymore from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bed liners.
Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Line-X Premium or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. Bay Line-X and Catonsville Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line-X. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
Hey, Chris, how's your fourth donut?
Delicious. It is. I mean, it's spectacular.
I know. They're good.
It's like eating air.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Sugar air.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got it. Yikes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So apparently we didn't hit anything very controversial today or something that people are interested in. I think this is kind of a laid-back weekend, Chris. What do you think? You know, it's hot, been hot. People don't want to go fishing. I mean, they're fish. There's lots of fish. And the hot weather and, and the lack of rain that we've had in the past little while, notwithstanding the fourth and some of the thunderstorms we've had, have actually been good for the bay. You know, the salinity level has started to rise a little bit.
Okay.
Water temperature, not so good. That stresses fish out, you know. But, you know, with the sun and the heat comes a lot of evaporation, you know. And so some of that fresh water disappears and the salinity levels are slowly starting to rise, which is good. Oh, a couple of names here from Sparky. Suicide Bridge Road. That's an interesting one. Pot Pie Road in Queenstown. Pot Pie Road in Queen. There's also a Pot Pie Road in Pot Pie Road down in below St. Michael's, I believe. Yeah, I know there is. Yep, I've got a customer and a friend down there, taxidermist buddy. So yeah, there's a couple of weird names around, but that's okay. That's okay. There's also a Suicide Creek Road in Oregon. So, but that has not much to do with eating critters, like Dead Cow Road in Arizona and Chicken Dinner Road in Idaho. In case you're joining us, PETA wrote a letter to the town of Caldwell, Idaho, and said, hey, we'd like you to change your name. Chicken Dinner Road is bad for chickens, so just change it to Chicken Road, you know. Yeah, I do. Yep, we'll do that. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, oh, I know what I wanted to mention, and we'll talk about this maybe going into the next hour. In my travels on the back roads of the Eastern Shore, I am noticing clouds of midges, mostly coming out of like roadside ditches and things like that. To me, that is not a good thing. You know, everybody talks about mosquitoes and that type of thing, but the midges, the biting midges are the ones that cause, they're like mosquitoes, they're bloodsuckers. Did you know that? The little no-see-ums, the little midges, the little gnats, we call them. When they bite a deer, they can inject, I guess it's a viral infection. I have to check. But EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, is brought about by the bite of a midge. And if you take a look at a close-up of one of these little bloodsuckers, their belly fills up with blood just like a mosquito does. When they bite a deer, they can give them a disease called EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease. Causes a high fever and is not always fatal, but the majority of the time it's fatal to the deer, because what it does is it basically cooks them from the inside out because their temperature's so high. You'll find these deer laying along the edges of creek banks and so forth. And Dorchester and Talbot County, St. Michael's, Oxford area was extremely hard hit a couple of years ago by this. And it comes from a wet spring and a dry summer. And I'm concerned with the amount of those critters that I'm just driving. You know, as you drive by, you'll see, if you watch, you'll see clouds of these things along the edges of fields and so forth. Not even back in the woods along the creeks. These are out in the ditches. So I can't imagine what's out there. Yes, the answer is correct. Glenn in Chestertown, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing on this hot morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Yep. Got a road name for us?
Well, it's a curve on a road. It's Dead Man's Curve.
Oh yeah. Jan and Dean.
Outside of Millington there going on 291.
Dead Man's Curve, sure. Yep. Yep, Jan and Dean. Bum 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 bum. Jan and Dean, Dead Man's Curve. Yep. I was cruising in my Stingray. There it is. This is for you, Glenn.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and an XKE pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then. Said you're on, buddy, I'm just running fine. Let's come off the line now and sunset and fine. But I'll do you one better if you got the nerve. Let's race all the way.
Dead Man's Curve. crash.
Well, the last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from dead man's curve.
How was that, Glenn?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, buddy. You have a great weekend, all right?
Bye, said hi, also.
I will. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Man, I started listening to Janet Dean when I was 12 years old. Janet Dean. Wasn't a Beach Boys fan. Janet Dean, man. Mm-hmm. Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me.
You were not a Beach Boys fan?
Sorry. I mean, I liked them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I liked them. But, I mean, that was my era. You know, the fast cars and the surfboards and the skateboards and the, you know, little old lady from Pasadena. I mean, a classic.
Mm-hmm.
The Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga Sewing Circle Book Review and Timing Association. And we're out of time, aren't we?
Just about.
With this trip down memory lane. Do we have to talk about anybody else? No, not at this moment we won't. But we will next hour. All right. Just trying to entertain Chris and I here today. Have very few callers. But
well, everybody's in the process of waking up.
Everybody's waking up. It's a holiday weekend.
Exactly.
I get
a
it.
A lazy weekend.
I know. But I did get my notice from American Express credit card today.
You owe us money.
Huh?
Did they say, you owe us money?
Yeah, of course. They always say that.
Yeah.
No, they told me my credit report was fine and it didn't change from last month. So.
Good.
I like that.
You can buy more guns.
Okay. You say so.
More Sparky stuff.
More Sparky stuff? Yeah. Sparky's in good shape right now.
Okay.
All right, folks. There it is. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.